Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. Community colleges in Colorado are getting millions of dollars in federal funding for training for people who want energy jobs with oil and gas companies or solar and wind power businesses. As colleges deal with funding cuts and higher enrollment, the $17 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor should help the system respond to what businesses need from workers and help residents of rural Colorado. The president of the Colorado Community College System, Nancy McKellen, spoke with Colorado Public Radio's Anna Panoka.
Essentially, what it does is it allows us to do a couple of things. It allows us to provide online education in these fields as well as in classroom, and then to have mobile laboratories that we can travel throughout the state to southeastern, northeastern Colorado, and western Colorado so we don't have to replicate the purchase of equipment. And essentially, this equipment will be inside a semi-truck and will travel, say, to Lamar, Colorado, and have the laboratory components such as a solar panel that the students will have to install at the appropriate angle and learn how to put in place. And that can travel from Lamar to Pueblo to Craig and all over the state. So this expensive equipment then does not have to be purchased at each of the colleges.
Now, is it difficult to craft these courses and figure out what's needed when the energy industry itself is in flux? Oil and gas has certainly had its ups and downs over the past few years. Colorado's solar industry has been struggling recently because of changes with consumer incentive programs. I mean, how do you try to create a stable job training program when the job market isn't always stable?
Well, I mean, we pride ourselves as being able to be very flexible and meet the needs of business and industry in a short-term fashion. So we can put together programs very quickly as the changing skills market occurs within the energy industry. And also, Colorado, as you know, is a very energy-rich state, be it from traditional oil and gas and minerals to alternative energy. We know that the traditional oil and gas, although it may have increases in demand or decreases in demand, but the resource is still there, and the resource is not going to go away. Alternative energy also, again, we are have a huge number of businesses in alternative energy here. I think we're known as the alternative energy hub in the nation, and we pride ourselves on the ability to quickly alter our programs to the needs of the industry.
What are the biggest challenges to doing that? I mean, when it comes to bridging that gap between the skills workers have and what some of these new jobs require, what's the biggest challenge?
I would say one of our biggest challenges in education is remediation, because no matter what industry you're going into, we have a large group of students coming out of high schools as well as adult students going back to work who need remediation. They need to brush up on their math and their English and their writing skills. And so the beauty of this program is it's putting in place an accelerated remediation program to get the students to complete their energy degree much quicker than they would have been able to in the past. So we're pinpointing, we're doing a diagnostic where they take a test, and we're pinpointing the exact areas that they need help in remediating and addressing those quickly so they can get through the program quickly. I'd say that is one of the biggest challenges, probably not just in the energy industry, but throughout the state as a whole.
Nancy McKellen is president of the Colorado Community College System. She spoke with Colorado Public Radio's Anna Panoka.